Ironic, I suppose.
Good afternoon. Where are we headed today?
Could you take me up to deck 12, please?
No, 12, yeah. Doing some shopping?
No. I'm meeting up with my research team. We're giving a talk on old Earth media, the Nemerian Forum, at 6 o'clock.
It's a tricky one, this elevator in particular. Yeah, gotta give it some good old percussive maintenance now and again.
You're not gonna kill me in this thing, are you?
No. The HMR Starship Marigold has some of the finest interior civilian transport systems that money can buy. And you are in the best of care with none other than William H. Pendle, veteran elevator operator of 22 years, operating this one for you.
Well, you see, I was just listening to this old audio play in MP3 format, if you can believe it, from the 21st century about a whole bunch of people who die in elevators. I figured the universe would have to have a pretty sick sense of humor to kill me in one right after that.
The old audio plays. My grandfather was kind of into those things back in the days. They were the ones that did dramatic retellings of sort of famous criminal cases, right?
I think there were one or two like that. This was a fiction anthology series called Someone Dies in This Elevator.
Kind of spoiling the ending there, wouldn't you say?
Well, yes and no. They called it spoiler-driven anthology series. You knew the end result going into it, but the writers got you there a different way each time. Might be an elevator accident or a murder that just happens in the elevator.
Interesting. And you said this was the 21st century.
Early 21st, really. Back when they still called most audio plays podcasts. Or podcasts? I think it was podcasts. It premiered in 2021, but they still have the old website up somehow.
Well, I assure you, there will be nobody dying in any elevator on this ship, whether by mechanical means or nefarious crimes. Everyone's got to take the elevator at some point, whether you're a service worker or an intergalactic business executive. Need to have them all safe as can be. Heck, I bet even superheroes took the elevator back when that was a fad.
I'm sure they did.
No! I thought engineering fixed the gears. All right, yeah, get out of the way. I just need to pull the emergency brake. That was a close one. I assure you, you will not be dying in this elevator.
I'm reassured. Thank you for that.
Engineering, this is elevator operator Pendle. Unit SQ-915 is currently stuck in the exterior chute next to deck 8. What do you mean the structural integrity of that chute is compromised?
I'm about to die in an elevator, aren't I?
You are not dying in my elevator, not aboard this ship. Engineering, could you please send someone
down here?
That's a good sound, right?
Well, it just sounded like the elevator chute was decoupled from the ship's exterior. Yeah, and that sounded like the Marigold's picking up speed.
Are you telling me we're floating in an untethered elevator car in the middle of space while our ship flies away?
I believe that's exactly what I'm saying.
Oh, great. I don't believe it. We're gonna die in this elevator.
Yeah, it seems so.
Someone Dies in This Elevator is a spoiler-driven anthology podcast arriving at your floor April 26th, with 11 episodes dropping every other week. This trailer was written and sound designed by Brad Colebrook, with directing by Tal Minear. The podcast historian was Gabrielle Urbina, and the elevator operator was Fred Greenhalgh. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at SDITEPod, and stay tuned for our crowdfunding campaign in March.